Hi, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday, our very special night, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there for healings tonight, so if you want to just hang in there for a little while. We normally go up probably around 35 to 45 after the hour for about a 10-minute Lightship healing session with the Divine Light Beings. And you're on the Creation Lightship, that is Creation Energy itself. That created you. So if you'd like to have that experience, this is your first time doing it, you will be transported out of time. You're still here physically in time, but when you're not here, that's when you're on the light ship. So nothing to worry about, not going to dematerialize and be poof and gone. You're still here. So I'm going to do a show tonight about oxygen. The light ship has special oxygens that are for healing. We'll be bringing some of these in. So if you do have maybe a sinus condition or something, a breathing problem, maybe nasal drip, you know, working with the nose, we'll have some special oxygen come into us tonight for this process. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I sure am. Hi, and welcome, everybody. And, boy, that sounds great, having the Lightship oxygen. I always feel so wonderful, and it's great to sample the different kinds because they have so many, and each one has its own wonderful properties, I guess you would call it, and it's just great. So if you're joining us for the first time, you might want to just go to the Creation Lightship page and scroll down a little bit so you can have the light being that's there up on your screen, because that usually gets activated with the divine energy from the light ship for you to experience. So I'll just turn it back over to you for now, Ron.
Okay, so let's activate the light beam. And we won't do any entity work tonight or anything, because the light beam will prepare us for going to the light ship. So the entities will be chased away and or removed from us, one or the other. So here we go. If you're new, scroll down on the page, and you have to go down beneath the blinking flower. You're going to see in big words there, Creation Lightship Healing, and a light being is underneath that. And my prophecy is there from Jesus when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago about coming to do teachings of his the churchy teachings from Christianity, which have been diluted and kind of switched over to the light of the darkness philosophy of what his teachings were. So that's a whole other show, but basically they took his teachings, had you pray to a God outside of yourself, and they didn't tell you to pray, or shouldn't you use the word pray, but they didn't tell you to connect to your own spirit. Because they wanted you to go to a church, to give money to a church, to make somebody wealthy for your salvation. So you actually pay them to do divine teachings, divine energy work for you to buy your salvation, because they're connected to God closer than you are. And this divine energy is, like I said, the light of the darkness. It's not pure source energy. This is what people tie into all the time here on this planet, is the light of the darkness, not knowing that there is a different light. And this is why you're stuck here in the reincarnation process, because you chose the light of the darkness as opposed to going to your heart center. And that's the basic difference here. This is why you have come along. But anyway, let's bring the light being up here. I'm going to energize her. Use the word her because there are males on the light ship also, and there's also non-gender light beings. But the females love to come in and share themselves with us. There's three of them going to be coming in here, and these are all heart-based healings, heart-based energy, so you're not going to be able to figure it out inside of your head because they don't live there. The darkness created mind, and in this mind illusion, being in time, this is what they created. So our universal mind that people talk about, universal consciousness, collective consciousness, Akashic records, this is all the darkness. This, all the information from that is brought here by the extraterrestrials, the aliens, and this is where you get this from. It's not source energy. So here we go. Once you understand this and you listen to a few of my shows, it might take you maybe even a dozen to understand. You start connecting the dots, you're going to realize that in your whole lifetime you've been lied to. And now you're able to break out of that lie to know your own divinity, which is inside of yourself. So you have to shed all the mind energy, because the mind works in darkness. They'll tell you everything with a little twist to it. And the darkness took the teachings, we'll say, of the light, the same philosophy, but brought it into the mind energy to control you, instead of being in your heart where there's no control. So the light beam now is being activated. Just kind of watch her. And if you notice that her eyes will kind of follow you, you can feel the heart energy. You're going to move your head from left to right a little bit or up and down. You'll notice that these eyes are actually watching you, because this is a living photograph right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I just want to say a welcome to everyone that's coming on, and I see a lot of names on the fast chat. So hi, everyone, and if you have questions for Ron, you can just go ahead and type in your question. We'd love to hear from you. But if you'd like to call in before we go to the light ship, you can go ahead and do that. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And I just heard a beep, so maybe we have a caller right now.
Hello?
Yeah,
who's there?
Yes. Hey, Ron. It's Nima.
Hello?
Hello? It's Nima.
Oh, hi,
hi.
Nima.
Hi.
A little bit soft.
Can you do
if you can speak up, that would be great.
Yeah, the phone connection's bad, so it's going to be like this.
Okay.
Could you do a sinus and breathing clearing?
Sure can.
Anything related
well,
to that?
This ties right into with our topic tonight. Boy, how interesting. So we're going to bring in some energy here. So thank you for your request. And what this what it's about is the light ship has special oxygen for healing. And there's all different types of oxygen. So we're going to bring in the ones that are going to work with you for breathing. It takes probably about 10 to 15 seconds to have this oxygen inside of your room. So I want you all just to kind of maybe take a couple of breaths in and out, you know, deep breaths, exhale, et cetera. And I'm going to count to 10 to command the energy in. We're going to bring in energy number 7. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's here right now. And these are all different energies of love energy. And this oxygen, he does have love energy, which also is in you for the creation of who you are. And this one happens to deal with your breathing ability. So it's going to resonate to you and help you maybe have a little better breath, help you work with your sinuses. So here we go. And again, there's nothing for you to do. This is not earth-based technology where you have to do something. Most people don't understand this because they're so used to like having the scenario as no pain, no gain, and they got to try to work something out with their mind. The light ship doesn't work that way. They created you, and they're here to help you. So just start breathing right now. And again, you want to request your healing, mainly because the light does not interfere with your choices and your free will, where the darkness does. The darkness gives you a natal chart. The light does not do that. And so what happens is the darkness controls you and the light gives you free choice, free will. That's the basic difference between the two systems here. And you have to request a healing because the light is never going to come to you to heal you, because that would be against their basic underlying cause of why they created you, is to have free choice, free will. So they're not going to take away something from you that you know, don't want. Unless you request it, okay? So most people think they need to ask for healings to have healings, which is correct. You know, but what could be negative to you could be something positive for somebody else, so they're not going to judge what kind of condition you're in. So here we go. I'm going to bring in another oxygen. This is for breathing. This will be working with your sinuses too, helping out your lungs. And here we go. This is number 78. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what's happening right now is the light chip is monitoring the people on this particular BBS radio show right now. And what the people need is what you're being given right now. So here we go. Another option coming in to help you with breathing is 52. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and we'll bring in one more, and you're going to probably feel a change with your breathing, and here we go. This one here is going to come in. This is number 14 they're showing me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Are you still with us, Nima? Oh, maybe Nima hung up. Well, I hope you liked that oxygen. It sure felt great to me. It's really interesting, Ron, how the different oxygens come in to the body, and it feels a little bit different each one.
What we're going to do now, since Nima mentioned sinuses, naturally if you have a sinus problem, what you want to look at again is entities. You may have entities that have sinus problems. We're going to start releasing entities from you with a sinus condition. Remember, these are ghosts that hang on to your body. So here we go, taking these away from you. And so these are all these emotional bodies that lived, sometime on this earth plane, going back to who knows when. You could have hundreds and up thousands of these inside of you in your sinuses, because you have a sinus condition, and they're just coming to you because they resonate with that problem. And remember, they need life force energy, so the problem that they have will resonate with you if you have this condition, or lung condition, or breathing condition, and they'll come into you and take away your healing, because they live off that energy. So when you request a healing, even if you're doing something yourself without the light chip, and you're hoping that your body will heal because your sinuses keep dripping, we'll say, down your throat, then your nose is running continuously. Well, the entities are probably causing that, because your body can't get out of its own way to heal itself because the energy is being taken by the entities, and they got attracted to you. So we're taking away entities now. Here we go. And as I'm doing this here, I'll just mention about the website now. We have a new link on the left side going to alien abductions. Very hot topic these days. Most people think that they don't occur any longer because somehow somebody got out there and spread a rumor that the Greys signed some kind of treaty and that there's no more abductions with them. Well, that's just lip service. This is happening daily to many, many people. And the site is up now to do this here, and you can go on there and click on it, and also you can have your energetic alien life forms removed from you. These are the worms and things like this that we're doing a special 8-hour call tomorrow for, so if you're interested in feeling better, you can contact me and get on the call tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And it's an 8-hour conference call, so you want to get a speakerphone. And you can also do it absentee. So I don't have to have you on the line, but I have to be able to know that you want this healing to take place, then I can connect with you. So here we go. And taking away these energies here, entities that affect your breathing. They're still coming out of you. You might feel dizzy during this process as they leave. And these that were taken away will never come back to you. Now, can you attract more? Yes, you can. But typically, once these are gone, your spirit should be able to cover and connect with you, have more territory in your body, because it's either you or them, and if you're there, then they're not going to be there. So hopefully this is going to help you in this process. We are doing a special call a week from tomorrow, which is the 19th, of April, and we're going to be doing Earth-based entities out of people, like what we're doing right now. This will be another 8-hour conference call. So, okay, this should probably be good. I'm going to bring in another auction to everybody, and also at the same time bring in your spirit energy more fully into your body where these entities were. Remember, they're living with you, sharing your life. They've even living your life through you. And so you might be out of touch with who you really are because the entities are steering your boat, we'll say. They have the remote control on you, and you're living their life experiences over again because they want to do a certain experience. And they also bring you addictions. Here comes number 23, oxygen. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring it into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. So also, you know, you talked a little bit ago about the conference call that you're doing tomorrow, the 8-hour special healing of the ET parasite energy. So would that also likely affect someone's sinuses and, you know, their whole head and their ability to breathe and so on?
Yes, it could, because remember, these things are what's causing our physical problems with us. And when they come into us, they take up the energy in our bodies, take away our life force energy, which we need, and also prevent our spirit from being more in our bodies. So whatever is taken away or clogging up where our spirit can come into, then you're not going to be able to have a healing because you're not there. Remember, when you're first born, you're whole and complete. And this is like in the Bible, they talk about what Jesus kind of mentioned, just paraphrasing here, that you kind of must return back to being innocent like a child. Well, what that means is no judgment. And so that means that you have to be innocent and to be able to have your spirit with you, because your spirit can only come into innocence. Anything other than innocence or love energy will be judgment. So if you're full of judgment, then your spirit can't come into judgment, because judgment is not the area that your spirit works in. That's the negative energy, and the negative energy prevents you from having your spirit fully into your body. And that's the darkness. That's the mind energy. Remember, the light only works in the now, and the darkness only works in time. And along with that, their whole agenda is, you know, the Akashic Records, universal mind, collective consciousness, all of the stuff that we talk about is the light of the darkness, and the darkness creates the light that appears to be source energy, but it's the light of the darkness. This is what people talk about when they have a near-death experience. Remember, everybody living who hasn't had the say, opportunity, I guess that might be the wrong word, but we'll just say the opportunity to die, basically has nothing or no concept of what it is to be in the light. So when someone has, that's the light of the darkness, because if you had the light, you would be out of here. You would not have all of these hundreds and hundreds of past lives, because the light does not force you to go anywhere, but yet you're forced here in the reincarnation process. So what we know about of the light, since the darkness creates light, that's equivalent to a cloned light of the true light. People talk about passing over, going over, making contact with the divine beings, seeing the light, visiting the light, you know, bathing in the light. There's all different ways to look at this here. And then they come back, and they have that concept because they actually thought that they were in divine presence of these divine beings in the source energy, which they were not. But it does look that way. So they tell us all about how wonderful it was. And most of these people, because this happened to them when the body was in the dying process, or maybe even dead, when that happens is your cellular memory of your body starts to become erased, much like your computer losing programs in it. And when you start losing programs, then when you reactivate it, you have more space, which is, you know, just talking about your computer, You have more space on your hard drive. So you have more space for your spirit to come into your hard drive or to come into you, we'll say. And then when you have more space, then you can use more of your spirit energy because it's here to help you and to do healings on yourself. And then you're also able to know about more of the divine energy because your spirit is from the divine. So the people that have had the near-death experiences, their body has been, in a sense, prepared, and the densities have been taken away, and they'll come back and talk about how the light was, and maybe they do a complete, lifestyle change. And normally it's for the better. And all of a sudden people go, wow, this person has really changed. And they go, yeah, I saw the light. I saw Jesus, and I saw this, and I saw that. Well, the light fabricated this. If they would have saw true light, they would not come back. So, but they do give us a glimpse because nobody really knows what it is to be like, you know, or to see the light. So they have people, you know, I'm sure in each and every lifetime who have this experience so that they can promote the darkness of the light or promote the light of the darkness so that it keeps people trapped here. So now you know where you're going to go to. This is what you might call heaven, and that's in duality. So they have people talk about this wonderful experience that they went to heaven, they saw the angels, which again are fabrications of the angels of the true light. These are the angels of the darkness, but they look like light to us and to them, and this is what you bring to yourself when you connect with anything from the mind. So this is kind of an interesting, you know, way to look at it. So anyway, it just keeps you trapped there. It keeps promoting the darkness, and it wants you to go to heaven because people say, I saw heaven, or I saw God, or I saw Jesus, or whatever, and it's a wonderful place. And it keeps their consciousness with the ground crew down here working all the time. And it reinforces their statements of darkness because they do the darkness agenda, and the agenda is to keep you trapped here. And that promotes it. So it's one way of doing that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have quite a few people on the Fast Chat, Ron, that were really loving that oxygen, so that's great. Feels so good. So I think we had a question about how many kinds of oxygen they have on the light ship.
It's basically unlimited, and they will give us what we need right now on this particular call that people need to help themselves out. So typically it's an individual experience for you, and they're bringing in the master vibration of what I'm asking for, which is what I'm seeing here, what they're bringing to us, and then maybe a slightly different flavor to each one of these here for each person. I'll bring in one more for you here. They're showing me number 68. So here we go. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. Just breathe. You know, what you have to do, you know. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. There's number 68.
Well, for me, I can feel it, like when I breathe that in, it's like every little cell is kind of going, yay! It feels like it almost is like a tingling sensation.
Yeah, this one is buzzing a lot, yes.
Yeah, very electrifying. I think we had a request earlier on the Fast Chat from Yoko, I believe, asking if there was a sample clearing that we could experience that would deal with abandonment.
Abandonment. Well, yeah. Abandonment is many areas of consciousness. Did you abandon your spirit? Is that what you're asking about? Why you abandoned your spirit? Did never abandon you? You know, did your parents abandon you? So maybe we can have some clarity here on what that would be. Okay? Back to you, Sylvia.
Let's see, we have a question. Let's see, do entities attach to your spirit as well as to your body, and will the Creation Lightship remove these on the April 19th conference call?
Oh, that's a very good question. Typically, no. But remember, people do hexes and spells out there, and that can take a piece of your spirit. So, yes, entities could attach to your spirit that way. Remember, this mind energy is very powerful. So, this question, I would imagine you'd probably want me to say that it would not because your spirit's of the divine. But remember, the darkness is very sneaky and cagey, and they can take part of you when you have your traumas, when you get chased out of your body because of a situation that you're living here. Remember, your spirit only stays with love energy with you. When you're not in love, it leaves because you're forcing it out of your body. This is why you want to become heart-centered. And this is mainly why you want to, every day that you live, you want to take at least a minute of time, if not much longer, to drop down into your heart. Think of your mentalness, your awakening consciousness, the thoughts inside of your head, the voice inside of your head. Hopefully it's your spirit and not entities talking to you, because they come in also. But you want to surrender that, or force it, I mean, down to your heart center so that you can actually think with your heart. Remember, the same laws, if you want to use the word laws, which some people want to call spiritual law, and there's really no such thing because there's no law in spirit. It's all a love energy, so they don't rule or judge anything. But for us down here, we may want to talk about the word spiritual law, but that's a creation of the darkness, because and then you have spiritual hierarchies, you know, which is also, you know, perpetuated by the darkness. But aside from that, can your spirit be taken or have entities on it? Yes, it can. That's because people use their mind energy. And when you go to church, when you pray outside of yourself to a deity, to a god, to an idol, it's all the same stuff, you are connecting yourself to an alien life form. So how many alien life forms have you attached yourself to? How many prayers have you made? So when you pray outside of yourself, which is what Jesus told you not to do, when you do this, then you are connecting yourself to an alien life form, and you're courting yourself, your body, and your spirit to this energy. And so, yes, and it could be entities too. You could also look at shapeshifters that are in people. And on our website, we have a clearing for shapeshifters on the alien abduction page. So you may want to check that out too, along with these extraterrestrial parasites. But this is what people get caught up in, and they don't know the difference. And yes, your spirit can be attached by other energies and corded and taken to dark side universes, and the light ship may not ever find you because of these people doing this, or you with your free will aligning yourself with the darkness by not asking your spirit first if this is what you need to do as far as seeing a dark side practitioner or any practitioner that claims to be working with light energy. Remember, the light never promotes itself. The light doesn't bring angels to you, does not give you voices inside of your head, does not show up at the foot of your bed as Jesus or anything else. The light does not do this. You already have it with you. So they're not going to promote what you already have because you have it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we had a clarification about what type of abandonment, and it's parental abandonment.
Okay, so I can do a clearing briefly here, which will disconnect you from your parents' energy. I could also do a clearing. Let's see. So I'm trying to figure this one out here. So you, what you want is a clearing because your parents rejected you. For most people, that may not be too bad. That might be a great thing. So I guess what you're really asking for is that you want your parents to love you. So you're trying to get love from your parents. Typically, what you want to be is a neutral with everybody and everything. So I think the clearing, instead of being, you know, relating to not feeling loved by your parents, is having your own self-love brought back to you, because you don't need anything outside of yourself. You know, otherwise you're dealing with emotional traumas. And you may perceive that as being love. Remember, a divine love has no characteristics of anything. So let's bring in the energy of your spirit. We're going to enhance your spirit energy here. I'm going to count to 10. It'll become stronger in your body as much as it can be. We're going to bring back, this is what you might want to call a spirit retrieval. We're going to bring it back to you, and then your spirit in your heart center will give you the love that you're looking for. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I love little Kyle's here thing about religion. Religion. So it's real lies going on. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Kyle. That's on the fast chat if anybody wants to look at it here. So for parental abandonment, that's no problem. That just means that you're set free of their mindset, which is probably a very good idea. A lot of people like to escape their parents because they don't want to have that controlling aspect on them. So if you do feel like you need this type of clearing, I would suggest just having more of you with you and looking at the self-love that you have for yourself. You don't need it from anybody else but yourself anyway. No need to cord anything to get energy from them. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that feels really great. That energy that you just, bringing in each person's own spirit energy. Wow, it's wonderful. And also the light being, I think we had Kyle mentioning that he could feel the energy from the light being, permeating through his whole room and area and space, house, whatnot, and how wonderful that feels. So that's great. Can you just mention to everyone, Ron, about connecting with the light being from the heart center and basically not through the mind?
Yeah, the light being will never be connected at all through your mind, okay? You can look at it naturally and see the light being on your screen, but you're going to sense, feel the energy in your heart center. Remember, the mind is the darkness. The mind is never created by the light. I'll repeat that. The light never created mind, okay? So in the New Age metaphysical movement, what you have is typically when you look up things, you hear about body, mind, and spirit. Well, the mind wasn't created by the light. So then you have light, darkness, and light. And basically, the darkness you don't want to connect with. So all you really want is the body and the spirit. And then as you become more fully ingrained with your spirit, then your body, which is full of darkness, becomes light. And then you have a body full of light. And then that becomes a light body. And then you have spirit and body joined together as one. So what you are now, or who you are now, is just the densities, as far as your body is concerned, of darkness. And the ascension process is for your spirit to fully integrate. This is the teachings of Jesus, and now, which is the same thing, the teachings that Jesus stopped with 2,000 years ago are now currently available, and the healings as of 2005. So for that 2,000-year period after he left the earth plane, his teachings and his healings were no longer available from the light ship. So the Christian church took on the belief to delude you that Jesus is going to be coming to all the churches, and that you pray to Jesus, and he will do healings with you. And that's not true. His healing stopped when he left the earth plane, and whenever time that would be, I couldn't tell you the exact date, but we'll just say hypothetically at 50 A.D., he was no longer here. And at that point, maybe a little bit after that, if he came back and lived a life, but we'll just say at 100 A.D., let's put it that way. At 100 A.D., he left here, and his teachings and healings are mainly the healings that he did for everybody to release their cellular memory out of their body for ascension no longer worked after that time. So the big perpetration of the lie that Christians are relying on is that Jesus, is still working with them through all these generations to heal them, which is not true. It only happens once every 2,000 years, and it's up to your spirit, which is what he was here to do, to empower the people at that time to get their spirit into their body. And by doing so, he was doing the genetic releases of their past history of their ancestors out of their body for the ascension process. This was his teachings and his healings. This is what it's all based on. And unfortunately, the churches took that and wanted to keep the energy alive, so they keep saying that Jesus is here now, and that's still taught today in the churches, and he's not. He's no longer here. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, we had some questions by a couple of people on the fast chat, you know, having to do with the whole concept of you know, how we've gotten ourselves in this, you know, situation of being in the darkness, and why doesn't the creation energy just come and basically get us out of this situation and you know, kind of just do away with the darkness and so forth?
Well, you're listening to this program. It's here now. It's up to you to choose light versus the darkness that you may have chose before this time. So it's here, and this is why they do the ascension every 2,000 years, to get the darkness out of the realms of the light. And most people choose darkness. They choose mind. And this is not the fault of the creation lightship, because they gave you free will. And so the people who have chose the darkness have incarnated on this planet for a long time. And this is the reason why you're still here. And that's kind of the nuts and the bolts of it here. So is the lightship responsible for the darkness? No. It's the people who choose darkness. And that's the main thing, is that the implants that are here from the aliens promoting the darkness gets into our bodies in the DNA, but everyone still has a choice as to how things happen in their life. So if you go by the teachings of Jesus, and there's many other teachers every 2,000 years to this planet, if the people were to listen to that and go to your heart and connect with the energy inside of your heart, then you would be out of the darkness. And so it's up to you. So the question or the answer is, are you choosing light in your heart, or are you choosing darkness in the mind? As far as the light ship, they come every 2,000 years to get people out of the situation, the spirits and the bodies. And the reason why we're so overpopulated here is because the people have chosen the darkness, and the bodies are still here, and they have not ascended. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I believe earlier you were talking about the spells and so forth, and there was a question about whether there could be a sample clearing to release people from spells. I don't know if that's possible on the air, but I know you probably also have some advice for people that are in that situation.
Yeah, I'm not willing to do that on this show tonight. So tonight, no. But if you're interested in that, go to my website and go to Mind Control Dark Side Practitioners and sign up for that. And I'd say this is probably one of the more powerful healings for everybody. And get on that, and then pay for the unlimited usage. It's $50 additional. You can go on a 24/7, and that will definitely help you out. Because anybody who has ever thought a bad thought about you, that's the same thing as a hex and a spell. Anybody who has used their force of will to find a parking place, and you were involved by moving your car, they put a whammy on you also. Remember, this New Age movement is of the darkness, not of the light. It's the light of the darkness that is doing this. So, remember, once you're in the mind, you're in the darkness. So definitely get that healing and go on it as many times as you like after you have the first one, and you can get yourself cleaned out of these things. You may have people thinking about you all the time. The worst situation is when somebody says, can I do a prayer for you, or can I pray for you, or my church is praying for you. Man, you may have a congregation of 1,000 people sending you mind-controlling energies and hooking you up to the darkness of these ETs, you know, these aliens out there. So, you know, get on this healing, you know. It's very, very important. Once you finally understand what's happening to you and why your life is they go into hell in a handbasket, it's because these people are doing this stuff to you. They're hooking you up to the darkness even more and more. So get on that healing.
We have Pranav asking, when my light body is fully activated, will I need a flashlight at night?
That's a good one, yeah.
And where will there even be night?
Yeah, that's good.
And Kyle and Adriana, they're asking if we're going to go to the light ship tonight.
Yep, are you guys ready? So this will not work on the archives. And in fact, I like to do a water charging tonight. I did one a little while ago here, and unfortunately, at the end of it, and I really apologize for this, I said it would not work on the archives, and I should have said that beforehand. So let's all get a glass of water, and we'll just take up a few minutes here so you can run really quick, get your glass of water. Now, we have this on the website also, and you can get water charged for like a dollar. And they put in divine light codes in the water for you. This is source energy helping you for healing. And you can also imprint into it different types of water. You may have a condition that you're dealing with. Maybe it could be physical or emotional, and you'd like to have the love energy from the light ship come into that water to help you out. And you can do that, too, by specifying how you like this water charged up. But it's all love-based energy. So what we're going to do tonight is, since our theme here initially was oxygen, we're going to bring in divine oxygen in the water for everyone. And this will help out maybe your breathing, your sinuses, congestion, etc. So here we go. Hold the glass of water in front of you, both hands on it. I'm going to count to 10. And coming to us here are the mermaids. So the mermaids in the light ship are going to charge your water for you. If you happen to like mermaids, they're going to be here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they're here. And you may feel your body kind of buzz and tingle. And that's perfectly normal. You're going to feel the heart energy in your heart expand out. And this energy is coming through the light beam. If you have it up on your monitor screen or not, this is how it's being directed into your body from the light ship. And your whole room might feel electrified with mermaid energy right now. And just hold the water, nothing for you to do. It doesn't matter if your legs are crossed or your arms are crossed. That has nothing to do with the light ship, okay? That's just human belief systems down here. And it does not work the way we talk about it down here. People think that, you know, if you cross your legs, you know, the gestures of that or your arms, that it's going to cut off your energy flow. You know, the light ship makes no difference. They don't care about how the dark side's controlling you here. They're going to help you. And that's the dark side energies that people are talking about and reading. And can it be true? It's very possibly it could be. That's part of the dark side script that you're following. And the light has no script. It only works in the now. It has no preconceived mindsets of anything, because you're supposed to be able to create at will using light energy. So here we go. This water's done, so have some water, everybody. Blessings to you. And you're going to probably sample it right now, and most people who have the water will go down instantly. You may take about 3 or 4 swallows when you really didn't really expect to. And we're going to go to the light ship right now. So if you have any animals or pets, and this will not work on the archives, because I have to connect with you in real time on this program. Remember, there's still alien abductions out there. That's why the website has a site on it right now to help you out 24/7. It's $30 for the month, and you can go on it whenever you wish to. And the people who have been abducted know about their abduction experiences, and this is going to help you. And I may only be talking to 1 or 2 people listening. So to those 2 people, you have help now. Here we go. I'm going to go to the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets, we're going up right now, and we're there. And the first room we're going into, since we talked about maybe lung conditions, breathing, sinuses, nose, we're going to go into the room where they're going to be working with us right now. The healings are between you and the light beings on the light chip, either physically, and then we're working with our sinuses. So here we go. We're in these rooms right now of special healings. The different light beings working with you, they're all different forms because they're there in their form for the next incarnation. So if you happen to see something that looks like a human type of person, or maybe they're tall or short, maybe they glow of light, maybe they look extraterrestrial to you, that's because they are. Because they are going to have their life form before they incarnate. You might see a flower, wondering, how can a flower be on the light ship? Well, it's a consciousness. And they're created now as a flower, and they're here to help people for ascension. You might find a turtle there. That's the same process. You might even find a crystal or a rock. Same process. They're all divine spirits in their next life form. Just like you have the choice to choose that. It doesn't matter if you go up or down on the scale of evolution, we'll say, as far as what we know here. It's what you choose to do with free choice out in the universe after you leave here. And hopefully you will. So here we go, going into another room. We'll be in another auction, number 50. Here it comes. Count to 10 again so you can actually breathe it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's here. Take a few deep breaths. And this is some more healing oxygen. And you might find if you do have a sinus condition, a nose drip or something, it may be going away now. Here comes another oxygen to help you out. This is number 7 coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we're going into a room where they're working inside of our mouth right now, checking out our gums and our teeth. If you find your saliva changing, that's perfectly normal. And they're also checking out our nose. They're checking out our lymphatic system. And by all means, you're checking out our lungs right now. So the different teams doing this on the light ship, you're in different rooms. We all have our own individual healing. I'll use the word doctors. These light beings work with these special areas. And we're in there right now. Another option is going to be coming to you. And they're showing me number 23. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take another deep breath. We're going into a room for detoxification of your body. This is what we call the hot tub room. And if you happen to be cold where you are, they can, with your request, increase your body temperature slightly on the light ship, and you may feel that down here. If you're in a place where it's really hot, you can also ask to have your body temperature lower slightly. This is your choice, so just request the healing, and you're in your own hot tub. This is not like the old hippie days where we're all in one gigantic hot tub there having a party. So you have your own particular hot tub. The energies on a light ship never mixes. Okay, here we go again. Another auction is going to be coming into you. And they're showing me number 77. Remember, even though it's a 77 or whatever we do here, it has nothing to do with the numerology that's down here. This is what they're bringing forth. So here we go. Number 77 coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, you want to probably exhale a few times, take a deep breath. And they're also working, again, more on our lungs right now. Remember, we have these ET critters in us. So if you have any kind of congestion problems or lung problems or something, you definitely want to be on the call tomorrow for 8 hours, whether you can be on it physically or not. It works either way. Just contact me. You can be on an absentee. And people who have been on these calls have experienced a lot of relief in their body, more space in their body. They can see better for a lot of people. They feel happier, and they feel like something got removed from them. Okay, another auction is going to be coming here. And they're showing me number 32. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll have the females come to us and give us a little back massage right now. You might want to wiggle your toes. You're working with your toes, too, and the bottom of your feet. Working with your temples, so you may feel your body relaxing right now. Question on the fast chat here from Kyle. What auction is like menthol? That number, Kyle, is number 34. So we had number 34 in. If you want to taste menthol or kind of sense that, here's number 34 coming. Remember, there's other ones coming to us that I haven't brought in, but you still breathe them on the light ship. So here's number 34 coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. I can only see one particular thing at a time on the light ship as I'm up there and here also. And there's many rooms that we go into, many different types of healings. So I may only be talking about maybe, say, maybe 10% of what's happening to us. And they're working now with our lymphatic system again. And you might feel a change there. And they want to bring in one more oxygen for us. This is going to be a great show for breathing. And here we go. This is number, 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And our time is kind of closing down here, so we'll have to be coming back from the light ship. So here we go. We're coming back now. Our animals and pets are now joining us. We're coming back down through the beautiful white light tunnel. And the connection from the light ship to you is now ended. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Wow, that felt wonderful. I'm sure people are just feeling really revitalized from all that wonderful oxygen. That was really something. So if you liked that oxygen and those experiences on the light ship, a really great way to experience that on a regular basis is to get on Ron's conference calls, which he has at least three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then special additional intensive healing conference calls happen. Well, there's the once-a-month four-hour ascension preparation call, and then these special occasional ones that, like Ron was mentioning earlier, the 8 hours this Sunday and next Sunday as well. And it's wonderful just to be on as many of those as possible, because then you start to really get used to that, being out of the mind energy and being out of duality and just experiencing that. And it kind of allows you to walk into a new paradigm of living in a heart-based way that we haven't been used to down here on Earth in a very long time. And so it's just wonderful to be on that regularly. Wouldn't you say that's true, Ron, for people, that it helps them kind of really speed up that process? Ron, are you there?
Yep. If you wish to connect to these wonderful divine energies, this is the way you can do that. This is a gift for you once every 2,000 years. We're at this time frame, and the light ship came in 2005, and it will be leaving after the ascension time. So, if you wish to partake in the energy that, like I said, created you and have healings, this is what's here now to do that. So hopefully you're able to understand that. And remember, you have free choice, too. If you don't come on the calls, the light ship, the creation energy does not ever judge you, but the darkness will. So hopefully you're out of the mind of the darkness, and you want to be in light. This is what your spirit is, and this is the difference. The darkness controls you, the light does not. And so I guess we'll be signing off here. So I have a call tomorrow. Like I said, it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. It's an 8-hour conference call. You want to get a speakerphone. You don't have to be on the call continuously. You just need to check in at the beginning of it, and you can be on it absentee. For the first timers, it's $150. If you've been on any of the previous calls that we've done, then it's $100. And so I hope that you're able to do this call, and you'll be on the light ship for probably a week. The people who were on the last call last Sunday are still on the light ship. You probably know that if you're listening to me, because your life has probably changed a lot, and you probably felt that you were basically out of time, and that you were able to be happier during this last week, and you probably feel this wonderful energy in your body of your spirit, because your spirit now is able to come into you more fully, because these energies of these extraterrestrial beings, and it's on the website, just check it out. You can go to the BBS programs for samples, 101008, I believe, and 1130 07. So I'll be signing off here, and we'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone, and we'll see you Monday at 4 Pacific.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.